Here is this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. A man was pushed off a balcony Friday night at the Red Wolf Inn on Phillips Drive in Jonesboro. The victim was taken to a local hospital for treatment. An investigation is underway. Emergency crews responded to a shooting in Parkin on Sunday evening. Arkansas State Police officials confirmed that one person was injured. No arrests have been announced. A Metropolitan Emergency Medical Services employee was shot on 7th Street in Little Rock Saturday evening. Officials said the employee is in critical condition with life-threatening injuries. Arkansas State Police said 23-year-old Omar Pina Romero was arrested on Interstate 30 and taken into custody. Pina Romero is facing a charge of first-degree domestic battery, violating a no-contact order, and unauthorized use of another person's property to facilitate a crime. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Kelly Conley.
Hey there, Arkansas. I'm Carrie Lake from Arizona, and I'm joining your mission to take back America county by county to restore faith in our election process. Arkansas plays a vital role in this mission led by Colonel Conrad Reynolds and the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative. By demanding hand-marked paper ballots, we will ensure the integrity of our elections and rid ourselves of non-transparent voting computers. Call your Justice of the Peace and insist on hand-marked paper ballots for your county. To become part of the movement and learn more, go to avii.org. Together, we will take back America county by county.
Hey, folks, I'm Colonel Conrad Reynolds, a retired U.S. military intelligence officer. My friend Carrie Lake is right. We can take our country back county by county. Arkansas is the tip of the spear. We are setting the pace for the country. This is a collective effort. Let's call our JPs and tell them we want hand-marked paper ballots. Visit avii.org, paid for by the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative.